today we're doing a and his last year of the fun. If John and Shimmy give tomorrow. It's a packed house. You just hear the background noise. We're going to discuss a little bit about the Isser Basar L'Adam HaRishon. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin has two places to look, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis and Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara in Vav Amud Beis discusses all the mitzvos that are relevant to Ben Noach. Of course, we know there are seven of them. But the Machlok is which seven they are. And the Gemara says, how do you know these seven mitzvahs? And the Gemara goes on to darshan a pasuk in the context of Adam HaRishon. Pasuk says, this is the Rabbi Yochanan quotes a pasuk, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al ha'adam, leimor mikol eitz hagan achol tochal. And that pasuk begins to darshan. Vayitzav refers to the dinim, the obligation to set up a court system. Pasuk says, Hashem, that refers to birchas Hashem, blasphemizing, cursing Hashem. Elokim zeh avodas kochavim. Al ha'adam zu shvichas damim. Leimor zu gilei raios. And mikol eitz hagan v'lo gezel. And achal tochel v'lo eiver menachai. So there's an iser, one of the seven mitzvahs is an iser to eat eiver menachai from a live animal. Gemara later on, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, records a statement in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Adam HaRishon lo huter lo basar la'achila. There is an iser for Adam HaRishon to eat meat. How do you know this? The pasuk says, Lachem yel achla ulachol chayas aretz. For you it should to be eaten, and for also for all the animals should eat from the food of the ground. V'lo chayas aretz lachem. Not, and the animals could eat from the food of the land, but you cannot eat the animals themselves. When Noach came around, basar was permitted to be eaten. The question Tosas asks on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, if we know that all basar was asur to Adam HaRishon, so what's the chiddush? Why? How is there an iser Eiver Menachai to Adam? All basar was asur. What was the added iser of Eiver Menachai that was given over to Adam HaRishon? So the number of tirutzim given here. Before we get to Tosos, the Rambam and the Ran give an answer. The Rambam, not directly, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perach Tes Halacha Aleph tells us the whole history of how the mitzvahs were developed, how they evolved. It started with six mitzvahs that were given to Adam HaRishon. They were Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Domim, Gilei Raios, Gezel, and Dinim. Came along Noach, the host of Noach, Eiver Menachai. And the Rambam goes on to say, and with Avram came Bris Milah, and when Shachris, and Yitzhak came along Hefrashis Meiser, and Tvias Mincha, and Yaakov added on Gidonosha and Tvias Ma'arav. And in Mitzrayim, Amram added all the mitzvahs until Moshe Rabbeinu completed the entire Torah. Now, in listing the history of the mitzvahs, all the Rishon, in fact, were only given six mitzvahs, not seven, which was left off the list. Eiver Menachai was not included to all the Rishon. So, if that's the case, so it answers the question. Eiver Menachai, in fact, was not forbidden to Adam in particular. All basar was forbidden to Adam HaRishon. Like the Gemara in the Testament base says, all basar was forbidden to Adam. Isser Eiver Menachai wasn't relevant to Adam. It was only instituted in the times of Noah. So that's the case. Why then does the Gemara find the source of Eiver Menachai along with the other mitzvahs in the pasuk regarding Adam HaRishon? If Eiver Menachai was never ushered to Adam HaRishon, why is there a source? So it comes along the Ran, and the Ran writes that you're right. It never really was ushered to Adam HaRishon. It was only there, D'nicha lehu l'mismach kulu shiva mitzvot b'kro d'v'yatzav. They wanted to find a smach, a remez, for all shiva mitzvot in the same pasuk of Yitzav. By Adam HaRishon, but in fact only six of them apply to Adam, not the seventh one. And the Ran goes on to quote the Rambam, who seems to support this idea. So there's no question Adam only had six mitzvahs. That's why they're called mitzvahs b'nei Noach, because Shem mitzvahs applied only from the times of Noach, not from the times of Adam HaRishon. Tosfos, however, says no. When the Gemara in the Testament Bei says that all basar is also to Adam HaRishon, it's not really all basar. Tosas writes, What was Usher? To kill, right. The Isser was Lahamis V'le'echol. The Isser was to kill, to eat. Aval Mesa Me'aleha Sharia. But if it just died on its own, the cow just passed out, you had nothing to do with it. You're not allowed to eat that. Comes along the Gemara Nun Vav and says, but Abram and Achai is Usser, even if it came Me'elov. Even that cow is walking, its limb fell off, it broke somehow, and fell off, that you can eat. But if it just died without Abram and Achai, that would be permitted. So you have to understand the Isser. This Isser, according to the Tosafot, to be Magdir, what type of Isser? According to the Rambam, that all Basar was Usser, there's an Isser Chefsa. Basar was an Isser Chefsa. It was Machalos Asuros, according to the Rambam. Just like pig is Usser for us to eat, and Trefa Nevela, all those things are Machalos Asuros, are forbidden Isurim Bechefsa. So too, according to the Rambam, Basar was an Isser Chefsa to Adam Rishon. According to Tosafot, Basar itself wasn't Be'etzim Usser. It was the Maisa Isser to kill, to eat. It was a Maisa Isser, Maisa Aver, but not the Basar itself was not Usser. You were actually allowed to eat the Basar if it died on its own. It was a Maisa Isser to kill, to eat. So what's the problem of killing, to eat? So in fact, there's actually Machlokas here, what type of Isser that was. So you look at Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, you kind of read it, and you would think it's the same exact thing as what the Tosafot said. And the footnote doesn't pick up on this. But if you learn the Rabbeinu Yonah in contrast to the Aruch HaNer, there's a machlokas how to understand Tosafot. So what says Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows. First he says, you can't tell me there are two different Yisurim. Why is there an Isser of Basar and a separate Isser of Avram Nachai? Maybe to give them two lavim. We have oftentimes the Gemara says two lavim. The Gemara says in the beginning of Ezo Neshech, there's an Isser of Neshech and there's an Isser of Ribbis. What's the difference? Well, I first want to say, well, May Neshech and Ribbis, one's going on the Malveh, one's going on the Lover, they're two independent Isurim. The Gemara says there's never a case where those are independent. In fact, they're both. There's never a case where there's no Neshech without Ribbis. Every violation of interest, loaning and borrowing an interest, you violate two Isurim. Why? To Lav or Al Shnei Lavim. Whenever you violate the Isser of Ribbis, you violate Ribbis and Neshech. So many times the Gemara invokes such a concept, Lav or Beis Lavim. Tosos, Rishon will also say sometimes, to Yisurim, Lav or Al Shtei Lavim. Rabbeinu Yonah says it doesn't work here by Ben Noach. You can't say just to be over two Lavim. Why? Because we have a concept we mentioned already yesterday. When it comes to Ben Noach, Azhara, Shelahem, Zuhi, Misasam. Once you get the first Lav, that's it, they're dead. They get killed for violating the Lav. What good is it to give them two Lavim? There's no difference. When it comes to a yid, so two lava means two sets of malchus. But if it means a misa for Ben Noach, there's no point in two different lava. So therefore, he writes similar to Tosos, but hear the language carefully. D'chi amrinan lo hutu lebaser b'achila. When we didn't permit baser to Adam, davka l'shchol lechol, which is like Tosos, d'ika netias neshama. Because you killed. You did a maisa ritzicha, it sounds like. You killed. That was the problem. If it died on its own, so that's not a problem at all. You didn't do the maisa ritzicha. You killed to eat. That's a problem. Aruch HaNer writes, what's the problem, according to Tosafot, what's wrong with killing to eat? He focuses on the killing. Rabbeinu Yonah focuses on the killing. Aruch HaNer focuses on the eating. He says, the problem is to kill to eat. Because the Pasuk says, Lachem yelo ochlo, lo chayis aris lachem. The problem is to eat this, killing to eat. But to kill the animals for another purpose, to get hana from maybe their leather, their skin, a coat, whatever it might be, there's no issur at all. So I'll give you a raya, right, to the Aruch HaNer. Adam Arishon was hikriv ashor lekarbon. He killed a kashor for a carbon. And Hevel also did this. And Noach did this. So we see, there's no problem of killing per se. The problem is killing to eat. But killing for a different purpose would be allowed. Now, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it sounds like Netias Neshama is a problem. Killing is actually a problem. and perhaps killing an animal for the purpose of its skins would not be allowed for the Rabbeinu Yonah. Ah, what about all the carbonos? You have to explain somehow the carbonos are a different case. But we have a machlokas, the Aruch HaNer Rabbeinu Yonah, how to understand Tosos. Again, Tosos says, when it says basar was forbidden to Adam, it was only basar to kill to eat. So what is the problem? Killing or is it eating the problem? Rabbeinu Yonah says the problem is killing. So you can never kill. It's a ma'aser v'tzicha. You can never kill animals. Well, no, Tosos, I think you can read Tosos as one of two ways. He says, laham mis lahachil. So is the problem that killing itself is the emphasis, or the eating is the problem? So Rabbeinu Yonah focused on the killing. And you can never kill an animal, even for a non-achila purpose. Or Chaner focused on the achila. No, the problem is killing to eat. But killing for another purpose, that's allowed. It's a nafkamina being, so you kill an animal for using the skins, that would be a nafkamina. The Torah tells you it's allowed. Adam Rishon had a special halacha for him. No longer does it apply. You look at the Adar Ma, you have a different explanation as to why Adam Rishon was forbidden to have any meat. Now he says as follows. It says, Mistama, kol ha-nivraos, shayu ba'olam, anything created in this world, hayu asuros lo ke'eved. Zeh, shein lo rishus lihanos, misharabo ad shito rishus heimano. Everything in the world is the master's. Us, or Adam being the Eved, he can't get hana from his master's house, his property. If a person's Eved, he can't get hana without asking permission. So to everything created in the world was the master's. It was awesome, we didn't gizela. Umayd ishri, whatever is permitted is permitted. Ubasad al ishri la la ishri. Ubasad was never permitted to Adam. It was forbidden because it sounded like an isser gizela. The Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel and Brachos daf lam and hey, Aleph, excuse me, the Gemara that talks about it's also lehenos min olam abab, me olam bli bracha. You can't. Kilu gozel. Kilu mal, kilu gozel. If someone eats without saying a bracha prior to it, it's as if you stole, as if you were mal from a kodesh bracha. The Gideon HaShas points to his Yadarma, which seems to say the same thing. That Adam Rishon, it was usher to eat because you can't get hana without asking permission. That was a problem. It wasn't permitted. It was an iser gezela, an iser meila. Now Rashi's a little, there's a tzarchin in Rashi, I don't have a good answer for it. Rashi, on Daf Nun Zayin and Aleph, Dibra Maschil, the Mishri. Do you guys see what he wrote there? The Mishri. The Mishri. Where is that line? Here we go. Toward the top of the page, the fourth Y line down all the way to the end, he says, L'mishri basar hudasa. And he quotes the Gemara in Daphne and Tess, Adam Rishon lahutr lo basar b'achila, la yisavim ilanos, only grass and trees. And he writes, in huzar al Eivor Menachai, and he was also warned against eating Eivor Menachai. And he writes, Daphila ein chamimisa el shanofa mimenu Eivor me'olav lo tochanu. Ah, so he's an implicit question, Tosus's question. If all basar is aser, why do you have to aser Eivor Menachai? So he writes, if it died on its own, that's when there's an iser Eivor Menachai. Mashmah, the only iser of basar to Adam Rishon was to kill it, similar to Tosfos. And he writes, Ubo b'nei Noach v'hitir lahem lahamis v'le'echol. And when Ben Noach came along, they permitted killing to eat. That's the language of Tosfos. So Rashi seems to be in the same camp as Tosfos. Rashi writes something similar to this as well, Al Torah. Rashi, in Brachos, the end of the first parak, Pasuk Chaf Tes, he says, "V'lo hirsh la'adam li'ishto." It was not permitted to Adam and his wife Chava laham is briav le'echel basar, to kill to eat. This is what Rashi writes, just like Tosfos. problem is, if you look at Rashi on Nun Tesma Beis, Dibur Maschil Lo Hutter and Kiyerek. He says, when Adam Rishon explained, Lachem Luchayos Nasati Ha'isavim Ha'ilanos, I gave to you, Adam, and the animals to eat from the grasses and from the trees. There's Kol Yerek Esav La'ochla, and all the vegetables to eat. Aval Lo Chayos Aretz Nesuna Lachem. But I do not give to you the animals to eat. Kiyerek Esav, Shifkarti La'odim Lechel Nasati Lachem Yachshav. I was mafkir, I gave permission for you to eat the vegetables. Sounds like the reason why vegetables and others were permitted because it was mafkir. But the other things, like the animals, was not mafkir. It was still in the possession of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore a violation of Gzela. So while in Testament and Beis you get the impression of Rashi, he's like the Yadarma. There's an issue of Gzela. That was a problem, according to for Adam to eat. You get a different impression on Daphne Zion. And Rashi the Torah, that was more that there's an issue to kill. So we have a whole range now. What was the nature of the issue of Basar for Adam Rishon? Either it was just Isser Chefter, he couldn't eat it, like the Rambam, unclear what type of Isser that was. Or it's an Isser Gzela, or an Isser Tzicha, Netias Neshama, like Rabbeinu Yonah. Or is an Isser Stam Achila, like Erchaner. There's a whole range. Now there's a fascinating Shaila, many Achronim deal with this question, the Klei Chemda among them. Klei Chemda, one of the Achronim who deals with these types of questions, the Minchas Asher, you know, how do, you know, the Ben Noach keeping the mitzvahs and stuff. So the following question is posed. He deals with this discussion at length. Actually, really interesting. He starts off talking about the Mishnah Kalim. That talks about the different days of the week. Different, whatever was created on that day of the week was Tumah. Let's say in day one, whatever is created on day one, there's Tumah. And what's created on Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, there's no Tumah. And the Rambam and the Rash try to figure out what exactly it refers to. So, on Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi. So the Rambam says it refers to the animals that were created on Yom Chamishi. And there's no tumah for animals. And Rashi, what do you mean there's no tumah for animals? Animal is something that could be eaten. And there's tumas ochel. Food could become tameh. So what do you mean? Animals which are edible were created on Thursday, and there's Tumah. And it's not referring to animals, rather comes along, the Rashi says it refers to kalim, utensils. Okay. So the Klei Chemda ends up explaining, the Rambam according to Shitasa. When was it created? The world was created for Adam and Rishon initially. When it was initially created, there was an Isser Basar, you couldn't eat the meat. You couldn't eat the meat, it wasn't subject to Tumah. Only something that's edible, that's a Meichel, could be subject to Tumah. Since at the time Adam and Rishon was created, Basar was Asar. So then the Mela wasn't considered a Michael, and there wasn't any Tumah in Basar. The Rash must have been in the opinion that in Basar was permitted, like the Tosos, let's say, where if it dies on its own, you can't eat it. So that's why he couldn't explain it was referring to the Behema, because Behema was actually permitted to Adam. A particular type of Behema was permitted to Adam. He explains very interestingly. Then he goes on to explain, ask the following Shiloh. There's a concept that only something that's mutter b'ficha could be brought as a carbon. Only something that's permitted, that's edible, can be brought as a carbon. Only behemoth tohoro could be brought as a carbon. Behemoth tomatoes are disqualified. So Adam Rishon, exactly, how could Adam Rishon have brought a carbon if the behemoth was asur to be eaten? It's a machal sasuros, it's iser chepza, it's not mutter b'ficha, you can't eat it. You can't eat it, how could it bring it as a carbon? So according to that, so maybe it'd be mutter. Exactly, that one shot. According to Tosos, ain't achanami it's mutter. Exactly, according to Tosos, like you said, so it's completely understandable why it was mutter. According to Arachlaner, no, because he says, you know, he brings a riot that karbanos were permitted. Only, he says, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you mean. Arachlaner says only killing to eat is a problem. Killing for your own food, for the skins or the hides or whatever, or carbon is permitted. Rabbeinu Yonah says Netias and Shama is a problem, so you have to figure it out. So I'm not sure. But according to the Yad Ramah says you couldn't eat all meat, why would the Arama say it's usher to eat the meat? It's a gezel. It's not motu mafich. I can't eat it. Oh, that's interesting. Ah, that's, he's going to say that. Your pshat is, this is not a gezel. You're returning it back to where it belongs. I'm not taking it anywhere. But still, problem is, it still doesn't qualify for motu mafich, though. It's still not motu for me to eat. It still doesn't have that quality. Even though I'm returning, it's still not accomplishing that. The Klei Chaim writes that mutter b'ficha, something that's mutter to be eaten, only things, what's disqualified, only something that's aser midina chevza, that's inherently aser. Let's say a chazer, right? Any behemoth tmeya. That's inherently aser. Gzela is not inherent to the object. It's a cow. It's b'chevza, b'etzem, it's really mutter to be eaten. There's some external problem around it, a force field shielding me from eating it. That's an iser kitzoni, an external iser. That won't change the face. Although the mice, I can't eat it because it's gzela, but be'etzem it's something that's mutter, b'chevza to eat it. And that's what gets out of the problem. Say it again? Yeah. Only mutter b'ficha, only something that's permitted to be eaten is allowed to be brought as a carbon. Anything that's usher to be eaten can't be. So when we say anything that's usher, does it mean anything that's usher that lamaisa I can't eat, regardless of what causes me to eat it, prevents me from eating it, I can't eat it? Or no, only things that are inherently usher, that's inherent to the object itself. It's like behemoth tmeya, the chefs itself is something that's usher. I can't eat this object. Something that's usher because of gzela, the chefs itself is a mutter object. The object is a cow, it's a behemoth Torah. I can't eat it for other external reasons. For outside factors, I can't eat it because I can't violate the Isser of Gzela. But Be'etzim, it's something that's Mutter B'ficha. So that's how he explains the Adamah. The only Isser for Adam, it wasn't a Isser Chefza, the Basar term, it was an Isser Gavra, that the can't eat it because the Isser Gzela stood in the way. So I write here my notes here. I see to explain according to Ravina Yonah, I thought of, I guess, a pshat similar to what Jeremy was saying actually. So now we got, according to Tosas, we know why Pashat allowed to bring a carbon because there are cases where the meat's permitted. According to the Riyadim, we see why also now you're allowed to, according to the Klei Chemda, because it's not an Isser Be'etzem, the Chefta, it's an Isser Chitzon, it's an external one. According to Ravina Yonah, said, what's the problem? Why can't Adam Rishon eat Basar? He says because there's a problem in Tilas Neshama, a problem of Tzicha, of murder. How could you bring a carbon? So similar to what Jeremy was saying was, I'm not taking the Neshama away. I'm actually elevating the Neshama. I'm taking this behemoth and bringing up a level, a higher level. It's not a killing. It's not a murder. It's actually bringing to life, if you will. Now, I have in my notes also, the Ran, according to the Ran, who says the problem was that all Basar's Asr, Chavetzel has a whole discussion I don't want to get into. He gets into all his lumdas about Mutter B'ficha or not. He just addresses this question. Okay, fine. So that's I guess, sums everything up. So again, just to quickly wrap up, we have the two Gemaras, which seem to be a stira. That one hand, all bas was aser to Adam, and the other hand, the Gemara says, Avram Rechayv is aser. Seems superfluous. Why do you need an extra one? It can't be because you're doubling up the lavim, because that doesn't apply to Benoach. Because once you have one lav, they die. They get the death penalty after one lav. So a few terutim. One terut is that, no, not all basar was aser. Only basar that was lahamis, that they actively killed. But if it killed on its own, died on its own, that wouldn't be a problem. What was the nature of that Isser of killing, according to Tosfos, that laham is lechel? Either it was an Isser Ritzicha, Netias, and Neshama, like Ravina Yonah, or no, it wasn't an Isser Ritzicha, it was really Isser Achila. You can't kill to eat, but kill for the purpose of something else, that would be permitted. That would be the Archoner. We saw Nafkamina, if you kill for a different purpose, Ravina Yonah would not allow that still, because it's still in Netias and Neshama, while the Archoner would permit it. Then we saw the Yad Ramal and the Gilyon and Shas who says it's about Isser Gzela, Karish Baruch Hu didn't give in your hand. Then we saw a steer in the Rashi. On one hand, he holds like Tosos, that if it dies on its own, it's permitted. On the other hand, we saw elsewhere that Rashi thinks it's about Isser Gzela, Karish Baruch Hu never gave him permission to eat it. And we just addressed there are a few different Teirutim. If it was Aser to Adam to eat Baser, why was he allowed to give a carbon? It won't, isn't a problem of Mutra Ficha? It has to be something permitted to be eaten, and this is not permitted to eat it, so he brought a few answers. And that is the last shear.
Luxury.
I'm not sure. I'll say maybe as follows. I'll just suggest that I don't know well enough, but maybe Alden was in a level originally, a high level, that you shouldn't have a Nefesh Behemah. Nefesh Behemah is the lowest form. You shouldn't have that. You're supposed to be an elevated Neshama. Nefesh Behemah is something you don't want. Vegetables and all that kind of stuff, I guess, is kind of power of neutral. You have to live. You need to sustain yourself. But when it comes to after the sin, and he still wasn't permitted, but after the Mabla, everything in the world was degraded. So then we were lower, then we were allowed to have Behemah. And you have to, if that's the question, then what's the ideal? Is there such a thing as an ideal? If we really should be the elevated status of Alden, it was because of the Kedusha he initially had, and we're trying to always, the whole purpose in this world is Mesakin, Adam Rishon Schei, and all, everything else that afterwards. Maybe we should have this ideal of not having Basar. That would be, you know, I think some do have such an idea. That would be problematic for eating Karbanos, for Kohanim who have to eat Karbanos, Simchas Yom Tov, all those other things. But I think there is an idea out there of having the idea of being a vegetarian, not because it's a gross thing to do, but to be in a higher status.